Hello and welcome to the walk home, where I share with you some of my daily rants about what I experience building a startup in Egypt. Yeah, you know what I'm gonna talk about? Maybe you have heard somewhere before. People always talk about it, and it's be around successful people. Yes, you should be around successful people. You should keep yourself only surrounded by successful, and in successful I don't mean those the ones who made money, I mean the ones who keep on pushing till they do it. Because if you have some pessimistic people around you, this is gonna affect your business, this is gonna affect your personality, and this is gonna affect your life. Having achievers, achievers characters around you is gonna help you build your personality, and this is gonna affect how you build your business. And here is why. Every day in the startup world, every day you as an entrepreneur, you're gonna face challenges. Every day you're gonna wake up in the morning and find out that there is a fire going in your startup, and you have to solve it. You have to put off this fire, and to do this you have to maintain a sanity in your mind. You have to maintain a stable emotional status, and this comes when you have the achievers around you, when you have the optimistic people around you. And in addition to this, when you rant, when you have a conversation, this conversation, okay, I smoke. When I take a break and go out of my office to smoke a cigarette, I meet people working in the same building. I mean, people working in the same co-working space that I'm staying in, and those people are achievers. So you gotta you have a discussion, you have a small talk about any subject, any issue in life or in business, and you just keep talking for a minute, two, three, as long as this mark is gonna take. Then you're gonna go back inside in your office with a different mindset. You might even go back with a solution for this problem, because the guy you talked to, this John outside, he had the same problem 2 months ago and he found out a way to solve it. So when you ask him, hey John, what did you do with your tax report this month? He'll say, yeah, I did this 2-3 days ago and it happened like this and this. So you go back with an experience of this dude and you go and you'll be like Jesus, solving the problem for everyone just in 3 minutes. It was not your idea, it was not you thinking, it was about this achiever, successful person who keep building his own startup also just next to you. He went through this problem just yesterday and he found a solution for it. And then for you, it was just as easy as, hey dude, how did you solve your contracts? And he would go like, hey, take this template, just fill it in, and everything is gonna be okay. I've been through this last month. That's why you should keep achievers next to you, because they will share their experience with you, they will help you through your downtime, and your uptime, they might even help you more. This dude just next to you, because he's an achiever, and because you are an achiever, and you happen to smoke out together, or you happen to meet in the cafeteria every weekend in a group meeting, he knows that your startup is working on a SaaS product, developing a bike tracking software. And because he's an achiever and he is in this event, and someone tells him, hey, you know, I have this problem with my bike tracking software, and he's gonna recommend you to him. See, that's why you should keep achievers around you, because they will help you, you will help them, and you will grow up together. You will build each other. This guy next to you in a smoke outside, okay, in switch situation now, You're out there smoking, your business is doing good, you're doing good, you're happy, you're just talking to your girlfriend on the phone, and this guy comes up and like, hey dude, you know I have this problem with my campaign. My conversion is not correct. My conversion rates are low. They're like, and you will be like, we had this 6 months ago. What happened? And it's like this and this. I'm like, ah, dude, I know this. That's the new update of Facebook. You have to switch your target audience from this category, from the medicine category, to doctors. Don't target the doctors. Oh, wait. Don't target the doctors. Target the medical school students. It's gonna give you lower CPC. This is how it goes. It's life. And then just surround yourself with those people, help them, they will help you. Your life will be so much better than dwelling on what's happening around you. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to the podcast and wait for my next episode.